You Can Say My Name, written and read by Blue Dreaming. From now on and forevermore, Watsunuki says, tone sarcastic, as he sits perched in the junction of two branches. He eyes Domeki, or rather the hair on the top of his head, as he flips another page in the book he's still reading. Watsunuki waits, but Domeki doesn't say anything, just flips another page. Do you really expect me to take you seriously? Watsunuki throws his arms up in the air in exasperation and then flails wildly as he almost falls off his perch. By the time he's no longer in danger of falling and able to glance over, Domeki is no longer sitting. Instead, he's leaning on the branch next to Watsunuki's feet, finger tucked between the pages of the closed book to keep his spot. Why not? Domeki asks, shrugging. He's far too blasé about the whole thing, while Watsunuki can practically feel himself frothing at the mouth. Instead of shouting, though, he closes his eyes and takes a deep breath. Neither of them are teenagers anymore. I'm not going to marry you just because we made some deal back when we were kids. The end.
Burdened by our connection, I long for separation. In the rain and cloud, every breath tries hard to escape. Have you found your craft?